and welcome to the Crestwood Intermediate School podcast. My name is Sarah Moore, and I'm the gifted teacher at Crestwood Intermediate. Today, I'm bringing you the first of several student-led podcasts. The fourth grade students in the CHARGE program here at CIS have been in the middle of a unit called The Power of Story. They have been preparing for and conducting interviews, and this is the first of several interviews we'll be featuring here on the podcast. So today I'm bringing you Cade's interview. Cade selected to interview his older brother Bryce, who graduated from Crestwood High School last year and is now in college. He wanted to ask Bryce some questions about life in high school and beyond, as well as the American Experience Academy, which is a course offered at the high school. So here we go.
Hi, my name is Cade. I am in fourth grade interviewing my brother Bryce. How are you doing today, Bryce?
I'm doing all right, Cade. Thank you.
Tell me about the American Experience Academy at the high school.
That class was based on experiential learning, so it was less busy work and it was more doing work that would actually, help you in the class itself, and it was like hands-on things, activities and stuff. So you could really get a perspective of, I guess, for the American Experience Academy, it was perspective of what life was like in the 1770s and a little before and leading up to the Revolutionary War.
Did you enjoy Academy?
I enjoyed Academy a lot, definitely a lot more than any of the other classes. The teachers were super helpful, and we had a small class, so we got some really cool relationships with those people. I did.
Did Academy prepare you for college better than another regular class?
It definitely did, better than any of the other classes I took at Crestwood. But still, I've been to college for one semester, and it's still the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my entire life. So I don't think anything can really prepare you for that.
What was most difficult?
I would say the amount of work we had to do in such a small time, especially once baseball season rolled around and stuff in the spring. It was just trying to manage my time enough so that I could get all of my sewing and reading done for the class and still get my other classwork done and still be able to go to baseball and still sleep and eat somewhere in there.
What was easiest during Academy?
I thought the sewing was the easiest part. That was not very hard. Like, it was a lot of sewing, but sewing wasn't very difficult itself, and some other kids had some serious troubles with that. So I thought it was relatively easy.
Why were you sewing in a high school class?
We had to create an entire outfit from head to toe that was reflective of those in the 1770s. Because at the end of the class, basically our final grade was based on how we did in this sort of reenactment. It was called Frontier Days. You guys probably went there, or you'll be going there this year. It's all of our sewing was so that we could make all of that stuff. So I would have to sew a shirt together from linen and sew pants together from duck cloth, and it wasn't really that hard.
Did you sign up for Academy just to prepare you for college?
That's what I thought originally, and then the second reason I signed up for Academy was because I didn't want just all of my high school classes to be these normal classes that, I wanted to get something and experience something from a high school class, and it was really unique to Crestwood. Like, that's the only place that has the American Experience Academy. That's all Mr. McDougall and Miss Moore and Mr. Brown's work, so it's really unique there too, so I figured I would experience that.
What were your college plans?
What were they? They were to go to college and get my bunch of pilot's licenses and get a degree so that I could fly planes for the rest of my life. That's what they were.
What sports did you play through all of high school?
From freshman through junior year, I played baseball and basketball, and then senior year, I just focused in on baseball, and that was the best decision I've ever made.
Do you enjoy college?
For the most part, yes. It's really stressful. It's a big roller coaster of emotions. Pull a lot of all-nighters. But yeah, for the most part, yeah, I would say I enjoy college.
Your plans were to be a pilot. Have they changed?
Yes, I would say, at least at Embry-Riddle. I went there because I wanted a prestigious like flight program to go through, and it ended up just being too expensive and too much stress, and I think I'm not going to go down that route right now. But I'm also completely clueless as to what I actually want to do. So I'm kind of in the fog right now.
Who were your three favorite teachers in high school?
This is easy. Mr. McDougall, Mr. Brown, and Miss Mazenetz.
What's your favorite class in college?
My Psych 101, Psychology 101 course was really cool this semester, but people are going to rag on me for saying that because it was really easy. But it was actually a really interesting course, and the professor was really cool. So I definitely like psychology.
A few of my classmates also have some questions for you.
Hi, I'm Heidi Jessel, and I have a few questions for you. Can you name the most unusual class you took at the academy?
Do you want me to go? Is it recording? Yeah. Okay. Field biology was kind of weird sometimes, but I don't know. None of them were really weird. That was just the most unusual, I guess, because we were actually outside tracking animals a lot, and there was a lot of poop involved, so I'd say that was pretty unusual.
Hi, my name is Abby Wild, and I was just wondering, why did you say high school was the easiest?
Because I guess since I've had a semester of college down, like the amount of stress and the workload that I have to take in college is far beyond anything I've ever had to do in high school. And like high school, I didn't really have to put a ton of effort into, and I was able to do other things, and like high school could kind of come second, and I still would get decent grades in all of my classes. And college is not like that. Like, you're in your class for an hour or whatever it is, but you got to go home and study and do homework for at least 2 more hours, or else you're not going to pass that class. So that's why.
Hi, my name is Myla Simpson, and I wondered, what exactly was the high school academy class for?
There's going to be a lot of answers to that question. I think it was to offer a different type of learning environment in high school. That seems to be the point that Mr. Brown and McDougall would drive home a lot, was that this isn't like any normal class you've taken.
Thank you for coming into our classroom today. Do you have any parting words?
Stay in school, kiddos.